The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
It is lovely to see you. You're all very welcome at this morning's service of Holy Communion. You've had a chance to look at all the announcements on the screen, so I'll just give you a couple of highlights. At 5 p.m. today, those who have been coming to confirmation classes, please come back. It's been going well, and it's been a lovely time. I've enjoyed it anyway, and I hope everyone else has. Thursday, this coming Thursday at 8 p.m., we're going to have an exploratory meeting, and we've invited some people from a few other churches. At 8 p.m., we're going to meet probably in the hall, and we want to speak about providing English language lessons for people from Ukraine or people from other parts of the world over the summer period. That's when the colleges are shut, and it would give them a running start for the new term. So at 8 p.m. this Thursday, we're going to have an exploratory meeting. And anyone who is interested, please come along. You are 100% welcome. Next Sunday at 11 a.m., we have a service of Holy Baptism, which is absolutely lovely. We've got two baptisms next week. A medical bracelet has been found in the church hall. So it's one of those wee things with information that is probably very important. So if you have lost one or you know whose it is, would you come and contact me at the end of the service? And just to let you know that our curate, Jonathan, is not with us this morning. He is a guest speaker at Kingsway Church. Have I said something wrong? I'm the curate. Hi, my name's Andy, and it's very good to meet you. Our rector is not here this morning. Thanks for letting that slide with no comment. I hope only good things happen to you today. Let's begin our service in worship. Our opening hymn is Write the Vision That Delighted.
Thank you.
Almighty God. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us and write these your laws in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven and bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commands and to live in love and peace. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please stand for the Gloria. Glory to God.
Glory to God
in the highest,
and
peace to God's people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father,
we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And a special prayer for today, Trinity Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us your servant's grace, by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty, to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith, that we may evermore be defended from all adversities, for you live and reign one God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading is found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, and starting at verse 1. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights along the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gates leading into the city, at the entrance she cries aloud, "To you, O men, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began. When there were no oceans, I was given birth. When there were no springs abounding with water, Before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the earth or its fields or any of the dust in the world, I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the foundations of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so that the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was the craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel. Our gospel reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, and starting at verse 12.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. In a little while, you will see me no more, and then after a little while, you will see me. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We share together the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father,
God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father.
Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We sing together, Come, Gracious Spirit.
Thank you.
Show yourself to us, eternal and loving Father. Show yourself to us, our Lord and God, Jesus Christ. And show yourself to us, Holy Spirit, our teacher and guide. Amen.
Amen.
Please take your seats. Today is Trinity Sunday. It's a day we remember that God, who we worship, is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And a great amount of time and blood has been spent and spilled as theologians have come to define and defend the doctrine of the Trinity. And you know, it's notoriously complicated stuff. Last year on Trinity Sunday, I was in placement in St. Donard's, and the rector there said, "Andy, you do it." All right, it's a complicated Sunday, you do it. Right. Okay, if I must. Today, 1 year on Trinity Sunday, and the rector is away. There's a pattern, isn't there? So, Trinity Sunday, buckle up. Although the orthodox interpretation of the Trinity seems contradictory, God is one and yet three, the contradiction is not real but only apparent. A contradiction exists if something is A and not A at the same time and in the same respect. Orthodoxy insists that God is three persons at every moment of time, maintaining his unity as well. Orthodoxy deals with the problem by suggesting that the way in which God is three is in some respect different from the way in which he is one. The 4th century thinkers spoke of one ousia and three hypostases. Right. Okay. So there's the doctrine of the Trinity, and it is important stuff. People have sat down and thought things out, and we have to do that. But do we think that God hears those words and says, "Oh, it's like looking in a mirror"? I'm not sure. Sometimes the words are very complicated. Even the collect, the special prayer for today, you kind of had to work it round in your head to reach that final full stop and go, "Okay, I think I got that." Have you ever tried online dating? When I was at that stage in life, I don't think it existed. Have you ever had a pen pal? I don't think I have. But I have had a chance to communicate online to people in another country recently as we've been dealing with a family from Ukraine. When you're getting to know someone remotely, you can get a sense of who they are, what they like, and what they dislike. You may even see photographs or have a video chat, and you use all of that information you have to try and define them, to understand them, to get a picture of who they are. Over the last few thousand years, theologians have been trying to pin God down. They've sought accurate definitions so they can fill in doctrinal forms. This is what we believe. Sadly, many of the creeds, even the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed, which we say regularly, were formed and written defensively. We believe this, so you had better believe it too. We say this, and other people who say this are on the inside. And these are important creeds. It's important to know what we believe. But one of the biggest fights in the church was over a phrase, "and the Son." Some said the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. Others said it should be from the Father and the Son, and they fought over what to put in the creed. I'm not saying it's unimportant. I honestly am not. But when the church split itself in two over those words, the devil cracked open a bottle of champagne. Now, you've heard the old story. Three people are sent into a pitch-black room and told to identify an object in the room by touch alone. It was an elephant, but they didn't know that. One felt the long, thin tail and said, "It's a snake." The other felt the tusk and said, "It's a spear." And the other one felt a leg and said, "It's a tree." They all tried to blindly define this creature. But there comes a time where you have to stop blindly poking at the elephant and let it free. Let that elephant be itself. That's not the original point of the allegory, but this is my point. There comes a point where you have to stop. If your online dating goes well, you eventually meet your date. Maybe you have a pen pal and you finally arrange to meet them. Seeing them, hearing their voice, their frowns, their smiles, their laughs, seeing them as they walk and talk. They're no longer images or concepts on a page. They're no longer words and ideas in your head. They are alive and they are here. The time for definitions, as important as they are, fades, because now comes the time for reality. Words have been wrestled into place to describe the Trinity, and this has been an important process, but words cannot do the job. They strain under the task. We're not called to define God. We're called into a relationship with him. It's time to lift our heads and say to our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I am here, and I know you are here. I want to meet you. This is a great thing to say here in church. It's a great thing to say before you open the Bible to read. It's a great thing to say while you're walking to Tesco's. The Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they are in an eternal relationship of love. No matter what we think love is, just try and get a picture of how much the Father loves the Son, or the Son loves the Father. It's not possible. But that eternal relationship is a relationship that we are called into. We are called into that community of love. We let God be God. We let him out of the darkened room. We stop poking and defining, and we open ourselves up to a relationship with him. But we know why we don't always do this, don't we? Because it's not safe. A theoretical, we've been communicating with a family from Ukraine, and a theoretical family from Ukraine is easy. A direct debit form to a charity to help others in need is easy. The consequences of inviting people to share our postcode and to share in our lives suddenly opens up a new category. It opens up unpredictability. This is why, by the way, so many Ukrainian people find themselves in the UK and now homeless, because that unpredictability is not what sponsors had in mind. But God relishes risk. So God calls us to push away from the side of the pool, to join him in the deep end, to leave the safety of theological definitions and tribalism, and to meet him face to face. It's a call we can 100% ignore. The Trinity is a love that we can ignore for sure. But surely, if you were going to ignore God, if I was going to ignore God, we wouldn't be here, would we? So let's speak to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit now, where we are, in prayer. Let us pray. Show yourself to us, our eternal loving Father. Show yourself to us, Jesus, our Lord and God. Show yourself to us, Holy Spirit, our teacher and guide. And show us how to do your will. Heavenly Father, we pray for those who are in the United States and are discussing gun control. Be with them and give them ears to really hear. Help them as they form statutes and laws. But Holy Spirit, it is more important that you reform the hearts of people. Take the despair and hatred out of their hearts, as well as guns out of hands. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for the relationship between China and its neighbors. Bring your wisdom to bear. We know your kingdom is not one of borders and fear, so may your kingdom come in that region and every region. We pray for China internally too. Be with those thousands who are arrested and held within the borders of China for their beliefs, for their race, and just for being who they are. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for cities in Ukraine that are still under constant bombardment. We pray for those who live around a chemical plant that has been hit while shelling is continuous. Be with the workers and the residents, and bring your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for this country. We pray for a government which respects those in need. We pray for the protection of the poor as fuel and petrol prices become prohibitive. As summer approaches and marching season gets going, we pray for the safety and well-being of all citizens here. Especially we pray for the young men all over Belfast and Northern Ireland who can get themselves into danger and into harm's way. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for our parish and our church. We pray for those who are struggling financially. We pray for those who are unsure how to pay bills. Be with them and bring your mercy to their homes. And we take a quiet moment to pray for those who are known to us who are sick. We pray for those who are lonely. We bring to you those who are coming to the end of this life. And we pray for those who are in mourning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we gather these prayers together using the words of the prayer your Son taught us. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We continue our prayers with the words of the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. We sing together now, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Let us pray. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us.
He opened wide his arms upon the cross,
and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you.
You
are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. And may this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying,
"Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest."
Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. The bread in which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
Before you come forward, may I remind you that everyone is welcome to come forward and share with us in communion. We are using the common cup, and if you're not comfortable taking from the common cup, just again, feel free to fold your arms and we will pass by you. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts with faith and thanksgiving. Almighty God, may we who have received this Holy Communion worship you with lips and lives, proclaiming your majesty, and finally see you in eternal glory, holy and eternal Trinity, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray together. Almighty God,
Almighty God,
we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him we offer you
our souls and bodies to be a loving sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Our final hymn this morning is Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise.